School Board Accepts Grant for Gender-Affirming Clothing for High School Students. By Hannah Blow on July 12, 2022. Missouri's Columbia Public Schools Board of Education this week accepted a $10,000 grant for the creation of what has been described as a gender-affirming closet to offer articles of clothing to high school students to assist them in affirming their chosen gender. The $10,000 grant comes from the It Gets Better Project, a nonprofit organization that aims to uplift, empower, and connect lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, LGBTQ+, youth around the globe, according to its mission statement. The grant, which the school board accepted on Monday, will establish the creation of an actual closet for students of Rockbridge High School, which will feature articles of clothing to help teenagers find clothing to affirm their chosen gender. The specific articles of clothing it plans to provide remain to be seen, but the bulk of the grant, $8,000, will be used to purchase clothing. It remains unclear if the closet will contain items such as chest binders for young women or tucking underwear for young men. The school's forthcoming gender-affirming closet comes as parents across the country continue to battle over parental rights in the education sector as woke leftist ideologies and agendas infiltrate classrooms across the country and proponents attempt to keep parents in the dark. This year, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., signed the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which bars classroom discussions on gender identity and sexual orientation for young children in kindergarten through third grade. They support enabling schools to transition students to a different gender without the knowledge of the parent, much less with the parent's consent, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., said of critics of the measure in March. And so what they're doing with these slogans and these narratives is they're trying to camouflage their true intentions. Meanwhile, the radical agenda pushed by leftists continues to infiltrate everyday life as they attempt to normalize the behaviors. The online dating website Match.com, for example, now offers over 24 genders to choose from, as Breitbart News detailed. Which best describes you? The online dating site reads, listing a host of options outside of man and woman. It contains well-known alternate options, such as agender, used to describe someone who does not have a gender, transgender, trans woman, trans man, non-binary, and intersex, but it also includes less commonly known options. For instance, it includes the choice neutrois, which Fort Lewis College defines as a non-binary gender identity which is considered to be a neutral or null gender and has considerable overlap with agender. Demi-man and demi-woman are both on the list, used to describe someone who partially identifies as either man or woman. Polygender, someone who identifies as multiple genders, is on the list, as is pangender, described as a multigender non-binary gender identity which refers to a vast and diverse multiplicity of genders in the same individual that can extend infinitely. Other gender options listed include bigender, gender fluid, gender non-conforming, gender questioning, gender variant, gender queer, non-binary, other, two-spirit, trans person, transgender man, transgender person, transgender woman, trans masculine, transsexual, transsexual man, and transsexual woman. Despite the leftist narrative, most support anti-groomer laws, such as Florida's Parental Rights in Education Bill.